Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You want a good Oregon story?
You were active there. No, I want to talk about
something. Can I just give you
baseball.
One really good Oregon story? You'll like it. You were talking about Oregon, so take 60 seconds.
Yes. I've got a great lineup question, though.
Do you know the Oregon... Oregon guy, oh, go ahead. Ask the lineup question.
No, go. You already laid out the story.
The guy that played the organ in the movie Slapshot, you know, Lady of Spain, Paul Newman, Shaker Hits His Own, was all over him about Lady of Spain, right? Okay. You guys, do you remember this from the movie Slapshot?
Vaguely, yes. I haven't seen it in a minute, though.
So he was looking for a gig. Remember Johnny Greco, who worked at Jeff? Don't know who Johnny Greco is.
Johnny's an in-arena person.
And seriously,
WWE is very good.
One of the greatest of all time.
Seattle Kraken.
Well, that's the thing. Mm-hmm. So the Seattle Kraken was looking for an organ player in their expansion year, and they hired him to be their organ player. He was looking for a gig.
Did he have to move to Seattle to
sure,
play the organ?
Not. Yeah.
Nice.
Why not? Okay. Wasn't that a great story?
That's a good one. I like
Thank
that.
Thank you. Yeah. And it had a couple
How old
of Cleveland,
is the guy now?
A couple of Cleveland tests. I don't know. That's a good question. You had to ask me. That's a tough one.
97?
Would you stop? Stop.
Well, Slapshot's not a new movie.
70. He's 70 now.
Well, he must have been a young guy. Well, that's really nice. Yesterday, the team lost to the Red Sox 2-0. Tanner Houck has been a highly thought of pitching prospect for a long time, and he's been okay. Yesterday, he was much more than okay. He three-hit complete game shutout and only threw 94 pitches, 69 for strikes. He was really good. He said it's the best that he's ever felt on a major league mound. Gave up only three hits. Here's the thing I find interesting. Jose had one of them. Josh Naylor had one of them. So you're 3-4 hitters. And Gabriel Arias had one. What's interesting about that? Gabe was playing center field. And I thought, okay. And I think that could be, I think he might be the most interesting guy on the roster right now, Andy. And you know I've not been a huge fan. When he came over in the Clevenger deal from the Padres, it's like, all right, let's see this guy go, but he's yet another middle infielder. But he's a little bit more than that. He's a big guy. He's like 6'1", 210. So, you know, he's got a pretty good physical build. Great glove at shortstop. Great arm.
Mm-hmm.
And he's played some outfield, but he's in center field. Now, Tyler Freeman got that job coming out of camp. Tyler's hitting, 188, something like that?
Yeah.
Gabe's hitting .314.
And that's why he got the start.
Well, and Freeman.
That's what points to.
Right, and Freeman needed a day off. You know, I mean, yeah.
Joe Noga, actually.
You busted up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But it's this to me. I don't care which one of those guys is the center fielder. Can I have a guy hitting .314 playing center field every day? Great, Gabe, it's your job. And so if he continues to hit... And he's been really hot lately, okay? That's been one of the keys here. He's been on a great hot streak. But you okay with him in center field?
Can he hit?
You're not tied to anybody, are you? I mean, I know you loved Miles. Miles isn't hitting a AAA.
You better believe that you brought all these middle infielders in for a reason, so you might as well start using them somewhere on the field. And if it's middle infield or middle outfield, it's going to be the same for me.
Okay, good.
Get me a hit.
I think that too. And Gabe is only 24 years old. You know, his name has been around a while, but he's still only 24 years old. He won't turn 25 until next spring training. So if he could figure out how to play center field while continuing to hit, to me right now, he's your ultra utility guy. Well, if he hits, he's my starting center fielder. And Tyler Freeman is my ultra utility guy. Because, you know, we've seen Gabe play first base. We've seen him play everywhere around the infield. We've seen him play everywhere in the outfield. And have we seen him play left? I think we have. So he could play anywhere. Well, Tyler Freeman can do the same thing. You've got two guys there who might be interchangeable. But if one of them is hitting, and I don't care which one, great. If you could turn Gabe Arias into a starting caliber center fielder who can hit, thank you. Or if it's Tyler, thank you. And I give him a little credit, the organization, for showing some creativity here and thinking a little bit out of the box, especially at the most critical defensive position on the field. I'm a little surprised, though. Tell me if you think this. I'm a little surprised that Stephen Kwan, despite the two gold gloves in left field, I get that, hasn't been moved to center field because, I'm sorry, you've seen him play left field, and he's really good.
Well, maybe that's why they haven't moved him.
He'd be really good in center field, too.
Yeah, but if you can get a guy that's going to get hot, is going to play center field, go back. In when you're talking about Arias, in those last seven games, he's got 9 hits.
He's been on a great streak.
And the other part of that, too,
I'm not looking for a streak, though. I'm looking for a guy who can – I'm looking for a starting center fielder.
But these aren't just singles, too. I mean, he's hitting extra base. He's got five extra base hits.
I know. Well, he's 6'1", by 215. He's a big guy.
Well, that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get extra base hits.
No, but it means you're pretty well put together, and he is.
So why not give him – again, I don't –
Oh, I'm all for it.
Yeah, I mean, you were never married to center field anyway, were you?
To Tyler Freeman? No.
No.
Tyler was an experiment the minute you put him out there.
Right.
So was Gabe Arias.
Well, you don't want to look out –
And that's okay.
You don't want to look out and say and look out at center field every game and go,
who's there now?
Wow, maybe we shouldn't have sent Miles Straw back. We could have got this kind of offensive production, and we know that Miles is an outstanding major league outfielder. Why would you? The Guardians can't do that every day. Front office can't look out there and go, well, you know, he's hitting .135. We'll let him play through it. No, you just sent a top notch defensive major league baseball player to AAA. Because he can't hit. Sit out there and watch another guy not hit.
The one thing here that I think is somewhat interesting about this, Andy, and I don't want to look too far down the road. DeLauder could play center field for you. Petey Halpin was a third-round pick. He's in AA now as well. He's a center fielder by trade. There are center fielders who could be on the way. And you have corner outfielders perhaps on the way, perhaps, in Jonkenzie Noel and Jonathan Rodriguez. Perhaps. That would mean a right fielder. So to me, what this almost just screams is, hey, Tyler, go for it. Hey, Gabe, go for it. If you can go and play really good defense, and I say really good, I don't mean just be okay. Miles Straw was a shortstop. I think everybody needs to remember that. Miles was a shortstop who moved to the outfield. And that's okay. And you know, he's played some shortstop in the major leagues. He played some shortstop for Houston. And Gabe Arias, shortstop. Right? Tyler Freeman, shortstop. Well, the shortstops are usually as one of your best outfielders or one of your best, you know, athletes on the field. And I would assume most of them can move to center field if they had to. And could probably become really good. Rick Manning was a shortstop. And, you know, Rick was phenomenal in center field.
Could you imagine Manning and Kuiper turning double plays? That would have been fun.
No, we actually saw that. And
we did?
Yeah.
I don't remember seeing that at all.
I did.
Well, for like a week?
In my dreams.
Oh, okay. I'm just making sure. I'm like, I don't know what you were watching.
I'm with Frank Duffy, man.
Oh, man.
Duffer was good.
Yeah, okay. But I
just think right now the Guardians are just – kind of like, do, 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 here comes the DeLauder. Here comes Petey.
Where was Larvell Blanks?
By next year, one of these guys is going to be there. So, Gabe, Tyler, now's your time. And if one of them latches onto the job and actually shows that they're big time, man, congratulations. Then you could play DeLauder in right field. You know, if Petey Halpin's not, put him in AAA next year. Let him sit for.
I don't know.
If I'm really hoping that one of these guys reaches up and grabs that job. One other thing they've done recently that I think is really interesting.
I'm going to throw another thing at you if you got a second.
Two of the pitchers yesterday who pitched did a nice job. Ben Lively started. And Ben, you know, they acquired in the offseason, former Red. And Wes Parsons pitched in relief. And they just got him from Toronto. This is a little different than usual. Lively's 32. Parsons is 31. What are they? They're the types of guys that most teams pick up to help their pitching staff that the Guardians usually don't pick up to help their pitching staff because they have internal guys. But with all the injuries and everything else, they've had to look outside the organization. Real short sample size, but Lively did a nice job yesterday. So did Parsons.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
But it's not your typical Guardians move, and not typical Guardian pitching moves. I hope don't blow up on you down the road. My own thought.
I'm just gonna say this really quick as we move forward. If the starting pitcher pitching is as banged up as it is right now,
yeah,
and because I don't know if you can rely on the bullpen this
right
way.
Right now, you got Lively and Carrasco.
Are you starting to look at some of those minor league guys, and you may have to trade some of them?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Especially we were talking about Brito
yesterday. Not if Carrasco's okay and if Lively is able to fill in for you and do a nice job.
Might DeLauder be worth it if you traded him?
Oh, no! Don't go. No. You're not trading him. Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, Daryl Ryder's our Browns beat reporter. He was asking questions to Andrew Berry. We're going to ask him questions next here on Baskin and Phelps.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.